the rise of the cybersecurity reseller. What does this mean for MSPs? We'll discuss that question on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the MSP Zone. Today, we are talking about a business model that sounds new, but it's actually an old business model. It's been around for a while, and it's coming back around, and it has potential significant impact on the managed services profession worldwide. And that's one of the reasons why we're talking about it on today's episode of MSP Zone. And I call this the cybersecurity reseller. I don't know if it has an official name out there, if people call it something different. I call them cybersecurity resellers. But they have a really strong connection to VARs, or value-added resellers, from many years ago. And they're coming back, and the business model is coming back, and it's worth talking about. And we're going to try to make this, non-judgmental case study, but it is something that we need to talk about because it is potentially blurring some lines and distinctions between service provider and non-service provider, and those things are always important and relevant for us to have as a community discussion, and that's exactly what we intend to do. Cybersecurity resellers, what do they mean? What does the definition mean? We're going to talk about what that is. We're going to talk about are they the same as VARs? Are they a different or hybrid upgrade model from VARs? And what types of services do these cybersecurity resellers actually provide? What are they reselling? What are they delivering on their own? A very legitimate question when we were evaluating value-added resellers, but no less relevant when talking about cybersecurity VARs. And we're going to talk about the distinctions between the two. We're going to talk about what impact, if any, this cybersecurity reseller community might have or is having on the professional managed services community. And I think that it is having an impact. I think that it has potential to have even bigger impact. Some of it good, some of it not good. And I think both are fair game for us to discuss. And let's jump right in. So what is the difference between a traditional VAR and a cybersecurity reseller? Well, let's start with the VAR. That's an easy one. The business model of the traditional reseller, 20 years ago, again, was take a piece of hardware or software. And some had just, they were reselling everything, right? The kitchen sink was their playground. They could have security devices and software, storage, infrastructure, networking, servers, desktops, laptops, mobile devices, everything was fair game for VARs back then. And what they would do is they would simply sell those products to customers. And then generally speaking, they would add some professional services on top of it. In most of the cases, not all, but in most of the cases, those VARs had a business model that involved installation and implementation of the object being resold. So if it was a server, they would sell the server and then they would stand up the server, get it running, and then boom, they turn it over to the customer and they walk away. Now, maybe if the customer says, hey, 6 months later, the RAID drive failed, we need a new one, they'd come back to the reseller. The reseller would fix it and swap it out and upgrade the equipment and send them a bill and then leave again. And this would rinse and repeat, and that was the business model of the prototypical VAR. And we all know now, that was one of the reasons, the significant and a valid reason for VARs to say, this is not a good lifestyle. This is not a good business model. We would rather have something more predictable. Managed services ended up being that perfect match. And that's why you saw a lot of VARs transition into managed service providers. And to some extent, you still see that happening. That migration is happening still, although on a smaller level. Many, many, many thousands of VARs migrated to MSPs over the years. And, it's tapering off just because there's not that many VARs left. What does that mean for cybersecurity resellers? Well, just as I have not seen new tech companies start up in the last 10 years with the express purpose of being a VAR, I'm sure one or two exists, but honestly, I don't see it happening a lot. Nobody says, I want to start a business in 2021 and I want to be a VAR. You just don't do it. But as with many things, and I don't think this has anything to do with I can't say why this is happening, but it is happening. And the cybersecurity reseller is a VAR in many ways. And what is the business model of a cybersecurity reseller? Well, it's fairly common or fairly similar to a VAR in that they are reselling, almost as the name would apply, specific cybersecurity tools. Now, these could be services. It could be SOC as a service. It could be a SIM product. It could be an XDR type of product. It could be a firewall. It could be a dark web monitoring service. It could be it's some sort of cybersecurity service or product, meaning a software, and almost always it's a SaaS platform, which makes it very easy for them to resell, and I understand why. And so if we call them cybersecurity VARs, maybe that would be more of an accurate nomenclature for them. But the question really becomes, what is the professional service that they're offering? And the question really becomes, what is the relevance of the cybersecurity reseller to the MSP? Well, first of all, are these cybersecurity resellers MSPs themselves? And I think we have to ask that question. And my answer today in mid-2021 would be no. Almost never do I see what they call themselves may be very different. They almost always call themselves some sort of cybersecurity professional company, all right? Consulting, cybersecurity services, they're very generic. They're not specific to managed services at all. In fact, they're almost always just leading with cybersecurity. That's like blaring across their website. They will typically, they'll throw in things like AI, anything that sounds cutting edge, and I get it's a marketing ploy, but I'm just expressing to you what I'm seeing across the landscape. But are they doing any managed services? Very rarely. Very rarely. Now, I want to stop here and make a comment for those of you who are MSPs and you are looking at, right now at your own websites and saying, oh my God, he just mentioned one part of our website that talks about AI and cybersecurity solutions. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm not talking about MSPs who also offer or call a service offering that you provide cybersecurity. Totally different. What I am talking about is a company whose primary revenue model is to resell a SaaS or another provider's cybersecurity offering to customers with very little, if any, professional services involved, other than they're providing a billing service. They're providing a first level at best, a first level of customer support. And maybe some preliminary onboarding and set up. But in almost all these cases, the software is plug and play to begin with. So what professionals, you know, setup services are they really providing? Maybe some migration services, maybe. I'm not buying that even. Most of the stuff is just pure garden variety reseller with no real managed services involved. Now, in fairness, they're not really saying that they are a managed service provider. So that's, you know, I made the distinction between MSPs who offer cybersecurity versus the cybersecurity reseller who is saying, we're not involved in managed services. In fact, they sometimes go out of their way to say, no, we're not an MSP, but we're going to call ourselves a cybersecurity consultancy shop. And we're going to sell a whole bunch of stuff to you. That's where the lines get kind of blurry, because if they're not delivering any managed services, what is it that they're really doing? What service do they provide? What is their role? Do they take on any risk between the software vendor or the services vendor that they resell for and the partner that they sell to? Which, in case you haven't figured out by now, the whole reason we're talking about cybersecurity resellers is they, in addition to selling to customers, end users, they're also wanting now to sell to MSPs, which is a real head scratcher, because why would an MSP who, I'm not aware of that many MSPs who aren't doing something in terms of security these days, why are these resellers suddenly saying, I have a value to the MSP? Well, 20 years ago, I would say, yeah, I see the value of a VAR. What would that be? A VAR has, depending on how big and the type of VAR you're talking about, they could get incredibly good discounts because they were buying in bulk. They had far better purchasing power than the average MSP. Or end user customer. They typically also had far better customer support, technical support for, you know, things like hardware repair and maintenance and things like that. They had fairly good professional services teams to do those types of implementations and onboardings. And often you would see, especially with the larger VARs, you would see some sort of financing capabilities, right? Where that would be either difficult, impractical, or just impossible for the smaller MSP to either get the attention of a large distributor. So they might go to a VAR and say, hey, could we buy some, you know, HP or Dell or, you know, EMC equipment from you? And it's a far better experience buying from them than direct from the vendor. All very legitimate reasons to be a VAR back then and to work with a VAR. But today, the cybersecurity reseller, what value is there in that? And I'm talking now specifically about the MSP and the cybersecurity reseller. What does the MSP get out of this? They get another party that is in the supply chain stream, which doesn't necessarily make things easier for the MSP. In fact, it's one level of complexity more that they have to factor in. Why do they have to factor that in? Because they're a participant in the delivery of managed IT services, including cybersecurity, that they have to consider, that they have to lock down, that they have to report in their supply chain. And they're also another party that is an attack vector. They're one more facet of an attack vector that the MSP has to consider. Well, I mean, none of these things sound like they're really net benefits to the MSP. Do they get a better pricing model? I don't know. Maybe. Doubtful. If they're going to get why would the reseller get a better deal than the MSP could? It's the MSP that has the customers, not the reseller. So what benefit from a pricing standpoint would they be getting? Now, I think there's something else at play here, and I'll just come right out and say it. I think that these are, somewhat opportunistic companies taking advantage of the cybersecurity hype. And God knows we live in a cybersecurity sensitive world. And there's nothing wrong with them trying to make, you know, money at being in business. I'm not suggesting that. But I think that to say that they are in the cybersecurity business when they are not providing professional services, at least the ones that I've seen, they're not doing forensics work. You know, some of them do, and most of the forensics, cybersecurity forensic companies generally don't have a lot of reseller language on their website. So I'm even separating those types of firms from these cybersecurity reseller firms who, again, are predominantly just leading with SaaS software and other resold services from other vendors, but almost nothing that I can see comes from that cybersecurity firm. Nothing. There's no inherent service that they provide that doesn't come from somebody else. And the question really has to be, what do the MSPs do about this? Are they working with these companies? Number one, I don't see any evidence of this. The whole reason that you're even hearing us here in the MSP zone talking about this is because these cybersecurity companies are coming to us saying, well, we want to sell to MSPs. To which the very first question is, why? And the next question is, why would an MSP want to do business with you? They could go directly to the vendors. They can go directly to the SIM as a service, the SOC as a service vendor. They could go directly to the software author or vendor and buy from them, especially if it's SaaS. It's incredibly easy to develop these relationships. Now, there's something else. Absent a valid professional services offering, these cybersecurity resellers are largely unaware of the workings of the channel. They just don't understand it. They may be very good business people, but they don't understand the IT channel. And they're trying to insert themselves in a place where they really don't have a very compelling message as of right now. They may change. They may listen to this podcast episode and suddenly decide to retool everything and come back to market with something better. We'll see. But for the time being, my analysis is that there's a lot of these folks out there. They seem to be increasing in number. So there's more and more people developing these types of strictly reseller business models. And I think that we need to be aware of it, if only just to be aware of it and to understand what role they play in this ecosystem. And so that the MSPs can be very eyes wide open about the types of relationships they have. Because, you know, in our work of certifying and auditing MSPs, it's really important to understand who your supply chain vendors are. And if you've got a bunch of supply chain vendors who only are just billing agents for other vendors, it really begs the question of what value are they bringing at all? Are they just reselling to you, or are they doing something else? And is it really them doing it, or are they just fronting for somebody else that they resell for? And those are the questions that I would start to ask if I was you guys, and you come across these types of companies, is go through that litany of questions. Who are you? Do you provide services yourself? You know, who are you representing? And just getting very quickly to the heart of the matter, which is, do you provide any services yourself? And if so, that's the real value. Because other than that, you're just reselling something else that most MSPs can get directly from that vendor. At least that's our assessment. Like I said, it could change. This is a fairly fluid and rapidly changing ecosystem, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with the prominence and the rise of these so-called cybersecurity resellers out there. As always, I would love to hear from you guys. If you've had experiences with these resellers, if you are a reseller like this and you're saying, wait a minute, that you got us all wrong, we're not like that at all, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at mspzone at mspalliance.com, and maybe we'll have you on the program, or you know, read your messages. But either way, let us know. We always like to hear from you guys. Hope this helped, and as always, stay safe out there. And until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.